So I actually had something different planned to record for today, and I'm just going to record that for next time. But something happened to me just yesterday that I wanted to share while it was still fresh on my mind. And this is something that I don't think I hear a lot of people talking about, and I understand why, because it feels really vulnerable to share this so honestly with you all, but I feel like I cannot possibly be the only one. Maybe you don't have the exact same thoughts, emotions, and feelings that I do, but I'm sure everyone goes through something similar. And I just want you to know that it's normal and you're not alone. And I don't want you to make a bad decision that's just based on the emotion of the moment and not what you really, truly want. So that's why I want to go ahead and share this with you today. Have you ever wondered what it's really like behind the scenes of a multi-7-figure business? We're talking real deal, unfiltered, non-sugar-coated version. And you'd rather learn from somebody who has sold direct to consumers rather than making all their money telling other people how to do exactly what they did. Well, you're in the right place. I'm Laura, your host of Get Profitable HQ. If I can do this, starting my business as the shyest person I know and running it today with two small kids, hobbies, travel, a chronic illness, and actually a life, then I know anyone can grow a successful business. Tune in each week for value-packed content to help you feel less alone in your journey to grow your business and for practical strategies to help you get to the next level, whether that be to quickly grow revenue and profit or grow slowly and be more efficient and spend less time in your business. All right, so multiple points during my business, anywhere from 4 or 5 times a month to once or twice a year, I would call it an acute feeling that I absolutely cannot shut down my business fast enough. I've now run my business for over 11 years, so obviously I have not shut it down. I have never shut it down. I have never really taken any huge step backs either, like no real extended sabbaticals. Now, when my kids are on summer break for a couple months, I will do a lot less work, but I haven't done anything like that. Yeah, we've taken away product lines or things for strategic reasons, but like I've never actually done it. Yet I will tell you that there are times when the desire to shut it all down is nearly overpowering. So here's the deal. First of all, I want to make it really clear that what I'm not saying is that if you have a business, you should run it forever and ever and ignore every single feeling you have. That's not true. I'm not saying that you shouldn't pivot or that you shouldn't shut down your business in some cases if that's what you really want. Not at all. And if I truly felt like running this business wasn't the right fit for me, I would shut it down or I would majorly pivot and make big changes. I'm not afraid of that. I don't think you should be either. So I'm not saying that. But here's what I am saying is that sometimes the way humans process experiences and emotions is not necessarily the most logical. And I say this for myself. There are times when we will have one experience and we'll put our own spin and interpretation on it. And a lot of times that's not even accurate. And I'm going to get into specifics here in a second. So we're going to base things on something that's not really an accurate view of facts. And then we get overcome by focusing on our deficiencies. That's what I do. In a certain moment, all I can see is my failures and I don't see anything else. And it just like overcomes all of me. And I start to think, I'm not cut out for this. I get the biggest feeling of imposter syndrome. And what am I even doing? And who was I to ever think that I could run a business like this? And I just need to run away as fast as humanly possible. That's really the feelings that I have. And I'm sure everyone has had something similar. So that's very, very different from a longer term, gentler feeling of I'm not really happy with my life. My business isn't serving me. I can tell that I have no joy for it anymore, no passion for it. That's totally different. And if those are the feelings you're having, I think you should explore those and see if you do need to make a change. But if what you're feeling is an acute emotion based on one specific isolated circumstance, then I think that's where you need to recognize what's going on and know how to stay the course. And I will also tell you that when I was in college, I was just telling someone this yesterday, I think I made the mistake of staying the course when I shouldn't have. I picked a major and I was like, well, that's the major I picked. I'm sticking with it. I'm going to stay the course. when really I should have switched over to something that interested me more. It just wasn't my thing. I could have easily switched over to something else that would have been more up my alley, that I would have enjoyed more, but I stayed the course when I probably shouldn't have. So there's one example of where I really was just too stubbornly focused on meeting my end goal instead of realizing that, like, hey, I'm going to actually have to do this for a living and it may not be what I love. There's other things I like more. So if you're feeling that way in your business, by all means, make a change. But let me tell you exactly what happened, and I'll tell you how this has happened to me over the years. So yesterday was the first time, and there's going to be these firsts for everyone if you're growing your business. I had an employee quit out of the blue when I thought everything was going well. Now, I've had plenty of employees over the years quit, or I let them go, or something like that. That's happened, but it's never actually been the case that I thought someone was happy and I was happy and everything was going great and I thought they were the ideal fit for the company, the ideal fit for their role, and everything's going great and they quit out of the blue. That's a new experience for me. And I'm going to admit it was very, very hard for me. It was my personal assistant who I was expecting to show up yesterday at 9 a.m. at my house, as she does, you know, every Monday. And it's 9:15. She's not there. She's never been late. She's very responsible. And I'm like, what's going on? So I just text her and I'm like, hey, just checking in to see how you're doing. Like, I thought, well, something happened, you know? And she texts back and is like, oh, did you get my email resigning? She'd sent me an email 45 minutes before she was supposed to start at 8:15 a.m. saying that she was resigning, effective immediately. Here's the deal. Those are the facts. Like, any observer could say, well, this lady worked for X amount of time. She did these things. She sent an email. She resigned. She will no longer be working. Those are like the observable facts. But my mind did crazy things with those facts because of my insecurities. And every single time I've ever felt like I wanted to quit for any reason, 98% of it is due to just deep insecurities. Like, I know I'm not perfect. I know I have things I need to work on. I know that certain areas are a struggle. And those things almost exploit my insecurities because I thought, what is wrong with me? I misread this person. How did I not see this coming? How did I not know that? I guess she wasn't happy. You know, all I know is what she said, which was not a lot. So, you know, my first instinct was like, I am a terrible manager of people. How did I not know? And I think it hurt more for me because that's something I've really been working on. It's something I know that doesn't come as naturally to me as it does for some people to really notice when something's off with someone, kind of read their cues, things like that. And that's something I've really worked on. I've also been working on giving people more positive feedback. And that's something I've worked particularly hard on with her because she's here with me in person. And so I'd worked really hard to like notice when she was doing a good job, to say those kinds of things. And I thought I didn't give her enough positive encouragement. Maybe, you know, I did something wrong. I just don't understand why I didn't see something was off. And I had noticed the last day that she worked here, the last couple hours, something felt a little weird. But I had another explanation for it. She was working on a project that wasn't going super smoothly. And I thought, okay, I mean, that's understandable. Like, she's getting a little bit frustrated that it's not going as smoothly as she'd hoped, which, you know, that's life. And I had planned the next day. I was like, the next time she comes, I'm just going to ask her if she needs help and kind of try to help smooth it out for her. But I was like, should I have said something? Like, maybe I should have said something right away. But asking someone, are you okay? It's something off all the time can be very, very annoying. And also, it's also possible that people have personal things going on that they're not really wanting to share with you. So I thought about saying something, but I didn't really know exactly what to say. And I thought, she'll come back fresh, you know, the next work day and I'll just offer to help her. And I think it'll all be fine. But I was second guessing, like, is it because I didn't say something? Now, you guys listening to this probably know because one time you didn't ask what was wrong. Like, that's probably not a reason for quitting. But my head, you know, in the absence of actual information, invents all these stories. And is it because I didn't give her enough positive feedback and encouragement? And I've been working so hard on that. And I must be the world's worst person to work for. And I should quit now. I should get rid of everyone. I shouldn't put anyone else through having to work with me. You know, and like, these are all stories. I mean, they're not true at all. I mean, it is true that certain things don't come as naturally to me. But it's not true at all that I am just terrible and no one ever wants to work for me. I mean, I have tons of employees that have stayed for many years and are happy and have told me that. And I don't think they're making it up. I think they really mean it. So my head just starts to conjure up all these stories from my deep insecurities. And I start thinking, how am I ever going to find someone else? Like, if this person quit and I didn't know why. And again, this is the first time this has ever happened to me out of many employees. So I don't think it's an indication that it's a recurring pattern, but my head is already assuming the next person is going to be like this. How am I going to know if I can trust them? What if they only work for 6 weeks and then quit out of the blue for no reason? You know, like, my head is going all of these places. And I mean, I wanted to cry. I did cry a little. I had other things going on that day, so I just didn't have time in my schedule to break down. I could have that evening, but by then I was over it enough to, like, not even really need to cry about it. So my head just starts inventing every story under the sun. And this happens all the time. So not all the time, but every time that I start to spiral like this, you know, it's me inventing all these stories. I remember the first time I ever spiraled and I almost quit. It was just a few months into my business. I was selling this digital product on Etsy. It was like basically like a printable planner. So it had these dated sections and I accidentally had uploaded the wrong file, the one that was not corrected. You know, that's an honest mistake and people can make a mistake like that. Someone purchased it. There were two or three date errors in the calendar, which is a pretty big deal. I mean, if you're selling something that is to help people planning and that is a calendar and the dates are incorrect, you know, I mean, she had a point. That wasn't great, right? And she left a fairly nasty review. It wasn't terrible, but it also wasn't super duper friendly, you know? And I mean, I almost quit right there. Again, the facts were I had made the mistake. I had uploaded the wrong file. A person had purchased it. A person was unhappy with their purchase and they let me know that. Those are like the actual facts. But my head starts telling me, what kind of business owner doesn't double check the file that they upload? At the time, I was the only person, you know, working for my business. So I probably should have gone back at a later time and double checked it. These days, for the most part, not always, I like to have another person check someone's work. Like, who doesn't do that? How could I have made this mistake? She's right. I should not even be selling on Etsy. I certainly should not sell dated products if I make this kind of mistake. And I should just quit right now. Like, I'm not qualified to do this. You're right. Like, this is everything that was going through my head at the time. And looking back, I'm like, that was one simple mistake. And here's the deal, y'all. That has never happened again. 11 more years, hundreds and hundreds more dated products. It's never happened again. Because I remember that. And we're making sure we're uploading those right files. I'm making sure those dates are right. It's a mistake that can be corrected. Also, I reached out to the lady right away. I was like, I'm so sorry. I sent the wrong file. I sent her the right one. She was happy. I don't know if she purchased again, but she didn't hold a grudge or anything. She went away happy and I fixed my mistake. I did not quit and I kept on going. And this has happened multiple times. I'm trying to remember other errors. There's been some launch failures, you know, when I expected a certain outcome and we didn't anywhere near hit our goals. Anytime for me, the biggest thing to bring out my insecurities is anytime someone is the least bit unhappy with me, or I think they could be, because I'm a people pleaser at heart. And so when someone indicates that they are not happy with me, that's when I spiral. Almost every time I spiral, I think, oh no, what am I doing? I need to shut the whole thing down as fast as I can. Now, you may have different points of insecurities, like maybe you're not as big of a people pleaser. It's not the people thing, but maybe you feel really insecure about technology. Maybe you feel like that's a weakness of yours. You're not that great at it. And when someone points out a technology error, you're like, you're right. Who am I to do this? Maybe that's it for you. Maybe you feel less comfortable with your finances. And whenever you make a financial error or didn't understand something in your P&L report or how the finances were working, you feel very inadequate. There's all sorts of things that could trigger this. Maybe yours isn't even insecurity, but maybe there's something else that triggers. And here's what I do in those times, because this has happened, like I said, many times. So in that moment, when I first got that news, of course, I'm upset. I'm fighting back tears. You know, it doesn't feel good. I think that's fine. I think that's normal. Had I been in a place where I was alone, I would have just let myself have a good cry for 10 or 15 minutes. I wasn't, but that's what I would have done. And I recognize that even in that moment, this is not how it was going to feel. It's now over 24 hours later. I knew this isn't how I was going to feel 24 hours later, but it feels so real in the moment. Even though my head was telling me this has happened before, anytime a person seems unhappy with you, and I don't even know if she was necessarily even unhappy with me, it just in my head, maybe she was. Anytime a person is unhappy with you or you perceive that, you are going to spiral. And I knew that. And I was at least able to recognize, like, right now I'm feeling with all my heart that I'm some imposter who should never have been running a business. The idea is foolish. What was I thinking? But I knew that it wouldn't last that long. I was just telling myself that. And I was like, I felt the feelings. I felt the emotions. I let my head go through some scenarios. And then Later in the day, once I had calmed down, I was able to look at the situation more objectively and realize that the feelings that I was having about what if it was because of this or this or this, I first recognized that she did not say any of that. She did not say, hey, I feel like you didn't give me enough positive feedback. She did not say, hey, you didn't ask me what was wrong when I was acting off for a couple hours last week. She didn't say any of that. Now, could she be thinking that? I don't know, maybe. But I was able to recognize that these were stories that I was concocting in my head that may or may not be true. And I have very little evidence to go on that they were even true. Again, she didn't say that. She could have, and she didn't. All I have is my own assessment of the situation, and these were more concocted stories in my head. And I also recognize that these are by far my biggest insecurities in my entire life since I was a child and since running a business, and they probably always will be. So anytime somebody gets close to touching on that nerve, it's very, very sensitive, and I start to blow things out of proportion. Again, I recognize that. And one of the things that can help if you're struggling with this and you're feeling like, I'm still wallowing, I'm still feeling like everything's my fault, and you're still feeling really rough, one thing that can help is to talk to a trusted friend, not someone who's going to go down the rabbit hole with you and make you feel worse and make you spiral more. Like, you know who those kind of people are, but you need people who are going to ground you, who are going to help you say, look, let's look at the facts. What do the facts really tell you? You also don't want someone who is just paints a positive picture on everything. Like, it is true that I might not have handled everything ideally. I can think of a couple things that I'm going to change for next time that I think could help the next person do better and help me with them. So I'm not saying that you need to pretend like you never did anything wrong. Admitting that, hey, this was less than ideal and this was less than ideal factually is important and is helpful, because if you think someone is just trying to tell you what you want to hear, it's not going to actually comfort you because you kind of know that that's what they're doing. So if you have an honest friend who's not going to overly sugarcoat, who is going to be willing to let you admit where you might have made a mistake, and then who's also going to help you see things more logically and help you see where you're just inventing stories, that can be really helpful. And then once you've done that, then you ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Is there something I could do differently next time? Is there a lesson that I need to apply to next time? Because every experience is a learning experience. It's just a piece of data. In this scenario, it's highly possible and perhaps probable that the person quit because of things in their own personal life. That happens a lot of times. People have all sorts of things they're dealing with themselves, their health, their family, their lifestyle, all sorts of a myriad of things. And it could be that she just wasn't comfortable telling me that or didn't want to open up to me about that, which is fine. That's well within her prerogative to keep certain things to herself. And we don't know that. So trying to portray a million reasons that we don't know is just not all that helpful. So I learned what I could, and then I moved on. And just recognizing that is so helpful. So now I know the next time somebody does quit that I wasn't expecting, I'm going to remember, hey, I spiraled last time. I'm probably going to spiral for a few hours, and then I'm going to come back, ground myself, figure out what's going on, and move on. And tomorrow, I'm not going to feel like I want to shut it all down. And that's also another clue that I don't really mean it. And never have I been thinking, oh, I want to shut this down because I'm terrible at everything. No, I felt like I was terrible at reading people, and that was bothering me. But I didn't feel like I was terrible at everything else, like terrible at marketing or terrible at analyzing numbers or all the things that I enjoy doing. I didn't think, oh, because I don't enjoy what I'm doing. No, it was because of that insecurity. So that was a sign, the opposite of a red flag, I guess a green flag, that like, nope, this doesn't mean you really need to shut it down. Also, it's very short-lived. It's the emotion of the moment, your mind spiraling, and then I come back in, and by today, I'm totally fine. So that helps. Also, just saying it out loud, journal if you need to, leave your own self a voice memo if you don't have someone to talk to, because the other thing that happens, and this helped me a lot, is when my husband came home, I relayed to him what had happened. And in doing so, I realized, like, I even started to share all the wild possibilities my mind had conjured up about how terrible I must have been. And as I started to say them, I caught that they made almost no sense and were a little bit out there. So I didn't even need to say it all. But just in that process of putting it on paper or saying the words out loud, your brain will start to help you identify what doesn't make any sense and what really is you just spiraling. And I think we all do it. I don't know. Let me know if you've had this experience where you spiral and then come back in pretty fast. And then, like I said, if it were happening on a daily basis, this would be a sign that this is not the business for me, because you don't want to be in that place every day. But if it's happening once or twice a year, even once a month, that's okay. That's probably normal. And that's going to happen in life no matter what. And I do this in other things. I do this in parenting. Oh my goodness. Like, I'll think I'm doing okay. I think we're making progress. You know, I'm trying to do the right things for my kids and teach them the proper values. And then something will happen where it's clear I did not get through to them. And it will just rock my confidence. It will rock it so hard that I'm like, what am I doing? My whole entire process was terrible. What kind of parent would ever try to do this? And then again, when I say it out loud, it doesn't make any sense. Like, no, you're not some terrible parent because you tried to help your child and because you tried to teach your child the right things and because you used XYZ approach that you had thought through, that is well researched, that a lot of people think is reasonable. No, it just so happens that sometimes not every lesson gets through, and children and adults both have moments where they know better and they don't do better. Like, all these kind of things are true, but yet, you know, I start to spiral. And I do this in other things too. So if you're feeling that way about your business and you're not really sure whether to identify whether to take it seriously or not, ask yourself, do I do this in other things? Like, is this what I do and how do I do it? And kind of identify your own pattern so that when you start freaking out, you can reel yourself back in and even kind of watch it from a third party perspective. I remember one time it was at my mastermind, and somebody said this, and I thought, that is so interesting and useful. Is that you should imagine yourself like flying up above yourself as like a bird and watching yourself. The more you can do that, the easier it is to get perspective. So if when you start to freak out, try to imagine yourself like floating above yourself, like pretend like you're a bird and you're observing, and that can help. All those different kinds of grounding practices, try those so that you can really get to the heart of what's going on. And again, I know, for me, it's insecurity. For you, it could be something different, but work to identify what the heart of the issue is so that you know going forward how your mind works, how you process things, so you can be better prepared to take the action that you need to take. And I would hate to see somebody like make a drastic decision, like shut down their business or shut down half of their clients or do something like that when it wasn't what you really wanted to do because you had a bad experience that just left you reeling. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Get Profitable HQ. If you did, don't forget to subscribe, share it with your business besties, and leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. And if you love this and can't wait to get more, I have an entire bank of resources and more behind the scenes info at getprofitablehq.com. Go ahead and head there.